Good evening. This is Soul Odyssey Radio, and I'm Deborah Herman. I'm your mystic medium animal communicator host for the evening, actually every Thursday from 6 o'clock Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time. I'm so happy that you're joining me this evening. We did have a caller before the show. I hope you'll call back. I would love to speak with you. And this week we're talking about dreams. And dreams from a spiritual perspective, dreams from a metaphysical perspective, and dreams from a regular psychological perspective. Although that is not my specialty, I have had a lot of experience with dreams, mostly starting when I was very, very young, having precognition, which is when you dream about something that happens later. I've always had dreams that were either, well, let's put it this way. There have been many things written about the purpose for dreams, especially people who study the Old Testament, and they say that God would use a dream to give a warning, and God will use a dream to reveal prophecy. And there are times when God uses a dream to encourage. And I believe all of those things because I believe that one of the ways that God reaches us is when we're dreaming and when we're in our astral state, because that's when our mind is typically the quietest. And as I've talked about a great deal on other shows, we are often so worried about things and we have so much noise in our mind that it's a little difficult sometimes to connect to our higher selves, to our guides, to God, and to hear the messages that we're receiving. Now, I'm very fortunate that we do have our caller back. And what is your name? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm here.
That's
my name
okay.
Is sorry.
Oh, Sunny, hi. It's so nice to have you. We just had a little bit of technical difficulties early on. But, yes, yeah, so it's so nice to hear from you. And what do you think about the subject of dreams?
What you said really hit home with me. About 3 years ago, I had a dream that when I woke up, I knew it was a dream like I'd never had before. I remember everything to this day. And over these past 3 years, slowly but surely, things that have happened in that dream are unfolding. And I thought at the time when I woke up that it was a message to me. And it was a message of hang in there, be hopeful, things are going to work out in the end. And so that's what caught my attention about this show. I'm fascinated with this subject.
Well, and it's very interesting because when you have a special dream, you really do know it. I think everybody has dream when you're starting to be able to remember your dreams. I think everybody has what can be called maybe an anxiety dream. I was doing a little research on reoccurring dreams, and I think you'll find that there are dreams that many people have, and it's usually like going to college and or high school, and you forgot that you were supposed to go to a class, and you missed the test, and you don't even remember it, and you show up, and you're unprepared. You know, a lot of those are a reflection of our anxiety. But especially if you're a person who's coming into your spiritual awareness, as I'm sure you are, your dreams will connect you into a higher level of consciousness, and you'll remember what it is that you're supposed to remember. And nobody can tell you that that's, you know, just your pizza dream because you ate pizza before you went to bed. You know that that's something special.
Absolutely. And if it had not been for that dream, I would have taken a different path in my life. And because of that dream, I knew that I was headed in the right direction. And for sure, my life is really turning out for the best. And to have it unfold right in front of my eyes over these years, it's incredible. It's amazing. And
well,
I wanted to ask, now that's only happened the one time. And I believe, like I said, it was because I was at a very low point and, was thinking about, you know, should I continue this? You know, should I just give up? But I didn't
well,
do
but
it. And
you are thinking of some other, even darker thoughts. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And so now I look back and I think, gosh, you know, it's great to get those kind of messages. And I've tried meditating to ask for more guidance, but, you know, it hasn't been forthcoming at this point. And I was just wondering, in your experience, or you know, how do you open yourself up for that, or does it just happen when it's supposed to?
It happens when it's supposed to. Certainly, you don't want to go back to that bottomed out period where, you know, God had to reach your heart and tell you that, you know, God is real and you are connected and you are loved, and no matter what, that experience is a turning point for you, and you may never get right to that place again. But
right. Okay.
You don't need to. But if you want to use your dreams or experience them, or to have more tangible connection, you know, with your spirit guides, first of all, you must always protect yourself. Because a lot of times when we want something so badly and it involves a connection to the spirit world or the other dimensions, we may also be able to open ourselves, and if we're not protecting ourselves, we open ourselves to things we don't want. So first thing is you always protect yourself, and you pray, if this be your will, God, and, you know, you call in all the angels and you ask them to, you know, put light around you and, you know, be willing to take it as slowly as you need to take it. Now, on the other hand, before you go to sleep at night, there's a technique that many people use, and that is you do your prayer. You put a pad and a pen right by your bedside and a glass of water, because that's good for energy, and it keeps the energy high and purified. And you say, I can dream, I do dream, I will remember my dream. And gradually you'll train your mind to be able to retain more and more. And that's how you'll be able to have more of a dream connection.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. But, you know, then again, you know, just be patient, because you are unfolding on your spiritual path every single day. And sometimes the lessons and the connections come in very soft ways. And thank God you don't need it to come in such a direct way again.
Right.
You know, but keep listening to the show, because you never know what questions are asked and what information I bring in from spirit, and there may be even some other techniques that you can learn along your way.
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much.
And thank you for being my first caller of the evening. I welcome all calls. I love it. It helps for me to bring in the information that all of you also need, even though I don't mind listening to myself talk because I love these subject areas, and it's, you know, I feel that it's my mission to continue to teach the things that I've learned over the years. Also, if you get a chance, I did a little video this afternoon with my horse about dreams. I will mention a little bit on the show tonight of some of my experience with my horse and telepathic dreams. But see if you can check out the video. It's actually kind of cute. It's on my homepage, which is Deborah Levine Herman.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good night.
Good night.
So, again, this is a live call-in show. I welcome your calls. The number here, which is toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, is 888-815-9756. That's 888 815-975-9756. And we are talking about dreams. And as I mentioned to our caller before, I would be delighted for all of you to check out my new little video that I did with my Mystic Wonder Horse, Tonk. If you check out my Facebook page, I have a couple of videos I've done with him where he's actually given us some spiritual advice. But today he really enjoyed munching on some green grass. But I talked about how one of the ways I started to understand my dreams was through telepathic communication with him. Although, if I back up further, because I believe that dreams can be our brains just continuing to work after we reach a state of rest, I also believe that for those of us who are expanding our consciousness, that they really have many, many opportunities for higher level communication. We have Robert from Texas. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Deborah. How are you this evening?
I am awesome. What can I do for you?
Oh,
what do
you
think?
Awesome.
Dreams?
Well, I've been having dreams about family. And
okay.
My immediate biological family, I have really intense negative relations. And the way I see it is I'm just finishing up some karmic stuff. It's just that way. But in my dreams, we can talk about all this objectively. It's calm. I wouldn't say it's buddy-buddy or lovey-dovey, but it's a beautiful place. We're calm. We're happy. We're not angry. We discuss what's going on. And then I wake up, and I'm back in the real world. What about that? What do you make of that?
See, in your path, the most important thing is for you to be able to let go of the, I guess, the bounds of these relationships, because they cause you on a human level to have, it's almost like shackles. And so what the universe is helping you to do, because you're on a spiritual path, is to work through these relationships in a safe way as if God is your mediator. Because people do not behave rationally when they're in their human form and they're going through their own lessons, and there's so much emotionalism involved that you can't do the things that you can do when you're all in your spirit body and on the astral level. So the most important thing for you to gain from this is on your side of it, of the fence, you know, or they say your side of the street, is forgiveness. And for you to be able to see them as people on their own paths who are limited in their ability in their human lives to be able to get past some of these issues and to be able to communicate. Now, the lesson or the challenge for you is to – it's of the seven lessons, which is what we talk about each week, although I sometimes forget, it's really a tolerance lesson. Because on the dream state, you understand it's all universal law, it's all spiritual, and it makes sense. So when you get back into the world, your hope would be to make that happen in the real world, in the physical plane. And so the tolerance lesson is for you to gain the acceptance and the awareness that they have to go through their relationship with God the way they want to. And that what you can do is change your thinking about it and work on these things with your guides and with God's love on the dream state and let them be who they are. And just don't let it penetrate and hurt you when you're in your human form. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense. It sounds to me that what... Well, actually, I've kind of reached this point anyway, is that they're going to be who they're going to be, and
yes.
I can bless them and move on to happier things, but there really isn't anything I can do about the way they run their lives.
Absolutely nothing. But the biggest thing, do not forget, I said a word that we all need to internalize in our souls, and that's the word forgiveness. And that's when you are able to look at them and see them as, you know, imperfect human beings who do not do things against you, but for themselves toward their own limitations, then you, the illusion will be completely removed, and you'll be free from the shackles that exist in your physical body, in your, on the physical plane. You will be completely free. And that's what we have to do. You see?
Well, I understand that. My problem hasn't been forgiving what's been done to me. My problem has been forgiving what has been done to close people to me. Both my parents were killed
by them.
My family.
Pardon?
Pardon?
Your parents, I didn't hear the last part.
Both of my parents were killed by immediate family members, one of them right in front of me. Neither of the people that did this ever went to jail or ever will. And it was almost like, I can forgive you for what I have lost, but I can't forgive you for what you did to them. Of course, I know intellectually that that's not my place anyway.
Now, okay, back up. First of all, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard. And my heart is open and sad for you to have had to have that kind of tragedy. I think, am I to assume that I was under the impression that you were working with your parents on the dream state. Did I get that wrong?
My parents kind of talk to me all the time. We have an ongoing but very different relationship now. But it's not like I summon them, it's that they kind of show up now and then and just say a word or two.
I got confused. I thought they were still in their bodies on Earth.
Oh, no.
I gave you a good answer for someone else's question. Okay, so we'll just tuck that one away.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
You know, but what's awesome is that you are, in my opinion, and from my experience, because both my parents are in spirit, you are absolutely having a wonderful relationship with them. You're working on the things that need to happen. And as far as what you're still working on in the physical plane with the trauma, we could definitely do a whole show on that. And of how your dreams can help you with that.
Well, sometime we can do that. I will say this, the relative, my brother killed my father, and I haven't seen him in the dream state. It's like he doesn't exist there. But the other people with lesser issues, they show up, and we could talk about that calmly. I don't know if that's just a limitation of me and this mind, or it's something else, but
that is such a major trauma, and in fact, you know, trauma dreams have a whole category on their own. So what you have is you have all of this high-level metaphysical ability also tying into a lot of psychological trauma. So your dreams have to be on many, many, many levels. That's why I'm saying, you know, boy, I would really love to, when we have time, I would love to spend more time really unraveling that for you. It just sounds like you're really connected to some major spiritual forces that are helping you to go through this in this lifetime. Boy, what a challenge.
I'm very definitely blessed.
Yes. What an amazing challenge. I'm so glad that you called. I hope that you'll call in again. I'm sorry if I kind of mixed up my answer to you. Do you think it...
I appreciate the answer.
Okay.
Appreciate the... Right.
Well, you call in again. Thank you so much. Wow. I see that we also have Kate from Pennsylvania. Are you on the line, Kate?
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good.
Okay, enough small talk.
Sorry. Pardon me?
I made a joke. I said, enough small talk. What can I do for you?
Okay. I recently lost my dog. He died on the 6th of January, which is the Epiphany. Now, I'm not really a heavy-duty Christian person, but he did die on the Epiphany, which, you know, is the 12th day of Christmas, and the wise men come across to follow the star to the Christ child. So, anyway, he died in my arms, and he died at home. And he died about 4 days short of his 13th birthday. And it was pretty traumatic for me, and I was, you know, had a hard time with it, and different things happened. So he came to me in a dream about 3 weeks ago or so, and I just felt something that was living. He put his paws around me, and I felt like, oh, you know, he really is here. You know, he really is around in spirit. And finally, I can communicate with him. But interestingly enough, on Easter Sunday, I discovered that his paws were coming out of his grave. And interestingly enough, his paws were not eaten by an animal they were completely intact and beautiful. They looked like they were alive with his golden paws. So my dog, this is interesting because my dog's name is Mukunda, and we named him after the childhood name of Paramahansa Yogananda, who his major miracle was that when he had many miracles, but when he died, his body did not, and they usually with the Indian people like to, you know, their practice is to cremate right away, but he was laid in state for 6 to 8 weeks while his followers from all over the world came and paid their last respects. And interestingly enough, he did not decompose whatsoever and actually had a smell of incense coming off of his body. So that was considered his miracle. And I just, you know, this is a very strange story, and I'm not making it up.
Oh, believe me, I know nobody makes these things up. We're not all that creative.
No, that's exactly right. I've talked to some of my friends about this, and I've written a little bit about it, but we were saying that it would be nice to have, since we're talking about dreams, the thing about Mukunda coming to me in a dream was one thing, but this other thing reminds me of a waking dream. It just doesn't seem real, yet it is real. And it's a waking dream where something happens in reality that is totally inexplicable, except for people who speak the same language or spiritual people
That's why you're connecting with people who do speak your language. And in many ways, your dog is drawing you in connection with other people who you have to now talk to people about your experiences. If you've been trying to fit in with the rest of the world, well, you can't really do that anymore. Am I correct?
Yeah, it could be that,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, this could be the major experience that turns me away for once and for all with communicating with the rest of the world. Yeah,
right. It's sort of like, okay, give it up. Your identity is now open to the world. However, you have been given several miracles with this. Quite often our animals are there with us to help guide us to our higher levels of awareness. And I had mentioned earlier that, you know, my horse it has been instrumental in helping me to see that I have telepathic dreams and that he and I are linked. I didn't know I could do animal communication, and then, you know, I learned from him. But I will tell you an interesting story as a response to your story. When we first moved to the Berkshires, we had a wonderful cat who, no matter what, we were not going to be able to keep that cat inside. And we lived, you know, we were renting a house that was on at least 5 acres and it buttressed woods. And the cat just disappeared. And when that happens where we are, you know that the cat's met with predators. And
yes.
So my husband, who actually isn't he's respectful of what I do, but it's not like his first choice of what he does. He had a dream where the cat basically let him know what happened. You know, he finally got outsmarted because coyotes will they play tricks. They'll do like a bait and switch. They'll use a decoy and then they'll surround the animal. And even the smartest cat, sometimes their number's up. So the cat showed him in a dream where he could find the body, so that we could know
for sure
that that's what happened to the cat. And sure enough, I mean, I don't mean to be gross, but the next day my husband found the cat's tail exactly where the dream told him it would be. And it was perfectly, you know, preserved. And so he was given, it was a gift, so that he would know that that's what happened. And so, you know, your dog, I absolutely believe that your dog visited you. I don't know that you're going to get more visits. I think that the final, and I think your dog blessed you by dying in your arms, even though it was traumatic, because it would have been more traumatic for you to have to help the dog make transition. Do you know what I mean?
Because it was a real blessing because he died naturally.
And I've come up with this new phrase for putting to sleep. It's purposeful transition of the soul. That's the new translation. Sometimes it has to be done. And you were spared that. And it sounds like it was a very, very special companion animal for you. And I do see another one in your future.
Well, I have Ulysses, who is... Ulysses and Mukunda were very, very close, and Ulysses is a beautiful golden retriever, and the fact that the dog died right in front of him, he didn't go searching for him, and he didn't question the loss in any way, except that he, whenever you give him a bone, he always looks over his right shoulder, because he was not... Mukunda was the top dog, and Ulysses
I am thinking that there may be a baby one in your future.
Okay.
I think you liked having the two, and I think that it would be a good time for you to get another little baby one. And they're so cute!
I know. Well, you should see Ulysses. I just want to tell you, Ulysses is looking at me and you. He's very energized. Wagging and very happy.
Give him a hug. I think a little baby's in your future. You can send me a picture on my Facebook page. Thank you so much for calling. And please listen and check in again.
I will. Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kate from Pennsylvania. And I'm really excited that we have so many callers this evening. I guess the topic of dreams is a really good one, and we will revisit it in the future because there's so much to be talked about. And our dream state is a time when we are able to be most free because we, many of us, are not comfortable having the so-called out-of-body experiences that people talk about. I know that if I'm awake and I'm in my physical body, and if I thought I was going to have an out-of-body experience, it would really freak me out. So I don't think I would like that. And so, but I'm perfectly comfortable when I'm sleeping to fly around and learn things and go places and to be free of my physical body because I'm comfortable with it. And I trust God and I trust that I'm safe and I just love it. And when we're in that dream state, we are also really learning. We're going to classrooms and we're doing a lot of things. So hi, Carol from Florida.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I've got this computer on, and it seems like I can't find a way to turn it down for some reason. It's crazy.
Well, we'll okay. figure it out.
Yeah.
So far, so good. So, what can I do for you?
Well, I just had some questions about profession and job and things of that nature tonight. I was just wondering if you could give me some guidance as to where I could go.
Oh, so this is not a dream question.
Oh, you know what? I didn't know. See, that's what I asked the fellow. I
didn't
know what we were doing.
Matter.
Dream question.
It doesn't matter. I welcome you to our show. We pick different topics each week, but somehow I'll find a way to tie it back in with dreams.
I take it, though, I have been having some really crazy dreams lately, so I guess there's a lot of people doing that, right?
Uh-huh. And a lot of dreams are based on anxiety. And then there are dreams that are actually telling us things and helping us learn how to cope with certain things. Are you having any recurring dreams?
Not really recurring so much as I don't really dream a lot. And it's just been a lot of dreaming the last couple of weeks, you know. One night I dreamed, it was like all night long I went through my whole life and more lives. It's like I woke up so tired the next morning. I was just in places that would see, but then, kind of remember, but then it would jump from one life to another life, and they were crazy dreams for me.
It
so
just sounds
like that.
It just
what would
sounds
that be
like,
to?
Now make sure that you give yourself time to sleep. Okay?
Okay.
Because when you start having dreams like that, it's really leading up to a major change in your life. And so you're doing kind of a mini review of all of the things that have happened. And what your spirit is trying to do, your soul, is trying to find a center point so that you can make some decisions that need to be made. And you've done a lot of things that have related to other people's expectations throughout your life. And you're reaching a point where you can do some things and make some choices based on what you want. And you're not used to that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's why
I was saying that what I was doing about the working, it's time for me to do something that I enjoy and that brings me abundance and not have to worry about what everybody else is doing or me taking care of everyone else.
Yeah, and that's why in your dream, all of these things, all of these experiences and these thoughts and all of these different things are just, coming in almost like one TV show after another. And it's just for you to flush things out.
It was like a clearing.
And,
you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you had any dreams about water?
Oh, yeah. There was some water. It was like it wasn't bad though about the water. It was like the water was just flowing over me, and it was cool and refreshing. It wasn't really bad water dreams or anything. You're nothing
now,
scary.
Now,
in
why
that.
Would you? Why would you automatically assume that I would think it was a bad dream?
Well, no, I don't know why, but it just normally, I guess water is, I always had a fear of water most of my life. I guess that's why.
Which is
almost around
why
when I was
it's
about,
significant. Now follow me with this. That is why it's significant that the dreams that you're having about water now are refreshing and flowing.
Uh-huh.
Because you can overcome your fears.
Yeah.
God is showing you something very important in your dream. dreams. Right?
And the water is a symbol of overcoming fear also. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
For you it is.
Yes.
Because, because the water's clear and refreshing. So whatever the plans are that you're thinking about, you're getting a major green light. And you should follow your heart, and you should follow your guidance, and follow your dreams. Literally.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. See, we tied it in.
Yeah, we did. Like I said, I didn't even know it was about dreams. I'm in the East Coast, and y'all are over in the Pacific, so the time was just right because y'all are a few hours ahead of us.
Well, actually, if truth be known, I'm on Eastern time. The studio is on Pacific time. You may not have known, but somebody in your spiritual world knew, and I appreciate you calling. I hope you'll continue to listen and call in again.
I will, and thank you very much for your help.
You're very welcome. So we have a very patient Stephanie from Kansas.
Yes.
And how are you tonight?
Doing well, having an interesting day, but yeah, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. This has been a great evening so far. We're getting a lot of interesting calls, and tonight's topic is dreams. And
all right.
What do you have to say about dreams?
Well, I spent the night at my friend's house two nights ago. And she'd invited me 2 years ago. I wasn't ready. And so we finally went there a couple nights ago. And because of a rainstorm, I got stuck. You know, she's helping me out with something else. And I asked God, and her house is so clear and so wonderful. And my chakras were opening up again. And I said, God, just give me a lucid dream. So what do I do next? And I had a dream. And I woke up at 4 in the morning, went to sleep earlier than usual, woke up at 4 and just started writing, and then get back to sleep and just had lots of energy all day. And the dream dealt a lot with what we've been talking about, and my friend and I have been talking about the night before, but went beyond that. And a lot of it had to do with being able to understand what my abilities are and using them properly.
Now, explain to the audience, what is a lucid dream?
Well, I'm not quite sure I understand it myself. I just have a sense of it. It's just, to me, it's just something that clarifies, and it's different than my ordinary dreams. It just feels more real. I don't know how to explain
it. And you're able to remember it. Now, there's another thing that's called a lucid dream, which is really, really interesting. Now, that's awesome. And you did kind of like the exercise I told someone early this evening, is that you consciously pray, and one thing you can do is say, I can dream, I do dream, I will remember my dreams, and you pray to God and whatever is your particular system, and you keep a pen and a paper, and then you can recall some of the messages you get. Now,
yeah.
Another thing that's also called lucid dreaming, which is really, really interesting, is if you are in a dream where you are able to be aware that you're dreaming and change things in the dream.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I've rarely experienced it, but you know how sometimes people, like, I don't know if you have, but you can dream, like, everybody has a dream once in a while where you're just, like, naked, you know, like, or in a towel or something. Now, watch, it's just me, right? There's, like, all these people. It's only me where you show up and you're naked somewhere. And, of course, they say that that's an anxiety dream and you're thinking, you know, you're just feeling exposed or whatever it is, you know. And I'm sure it has to do with what you're doing in your life, taking chances, whatever. Well, I actually had a dream. It must have been a time I was making lots of changes, and I kept having this dream, like, 3 days in a row. And it was finally really getting on my nerves. So the third day, I was like in this dream, and I said, hey, I know I'm dreaming, and I don't want to be naked. And I forced myself to visualize clothes. And I actually wound up with clothes. They weren't so great looking, but I still had clothes.
That's funny.
Now,
yeah,
the next
only
time I have to
I've
get better,
had...
better fashion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's so since you're really learning how to use your dreams, try to do that. Program that before you go to sleep and see if you can actually make a change, have an awareness in your dream state that you are in a dream. Because that's learning how to really use your consciousness. And let me know. Follow up.
I've done that before in my life. I mean,
it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I take it for granted because haven't remembered dreaming lately because I haven't been sleeping much. But, usually I tend to remember them. And in the last few years, I've had, when I've really needed to make a change and something was saying, you need to make it right now, I would have the dream. And sometimes they're anxiety dreams. And a couple times I would wake up really full of anxiety. I'm like, what's going on? And I go, oh, wait a minute. That was an anxiety dream. That wasn't the other kind. And so that, to me,
yeah,
is a breakthrough, being able to tell the difference.
Right. But, so, yeah, exactly. I said earlier, I call them, pizza before bed dreams, which, right? Right? And then you're like, oh, and you have these weird, scary dreams with flames, but it's actually heartburn. Anyway, thank you so much for calling, Stephanie, and I hope you will tune in and call again. I have someone on line two, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Carmen, I assume you're from South
Deborah.
Carolina.
Yes, and I'm one of your Facebook friends, and I just wanted you to know that I was listening. And I had a similar experience with a cat and a coyote, but I also had a cat that came back home after 6 months, and I just never believed she was dead, and I was obsessed at the time, but I never stopped thinking about her, and but she did eventually come home. But I also, changing the subject, I also dream about water all the time. And I'm not afraid of it. It can be an ocean, it can be a lake, it can be a boat, at a dock or something, or it can be just a bathtub or a sink full of water. And I always heard that that particular dream is more about rebirth or transition than anything. What do you think about it?
Again, it depends on how the water manifests. I think there is a lot to be said about that. And I know that quite often water will represent emotions.
And
if it's dark water or stormy water or all kinds of things like that. And I used to, if I was going to have a scary dream, I would dream about dark water. And then I thought, wow, maybe it was a past life thing. And then I was talking to my siblings, and I remembered that when we were little, we got caught in a flash flood. So it was from this life. That was like, but it was like a trauma kind of dream, which would come at times when I was under stress. So, your dreams will reveal to you your deepest, innermost thoughts, even if you're trying not to acknowledge them.
Usually good water, it's like very calm and it's usually pretty. So, and often clear.
What's your
but
sign?
I also dream about my sign. Cusp. Aquaces, Pisces, the last day of Aquarius, the first day of Pisces, February 19th. But I think I'm more of Pisces. I wish it was the other way around, but it's not.
Well, I think for some reason it came to my mind to ask you that because it's very possible that the dreams that you have of water are also intended to be soothing. It's your guides putting you in a place on the dream state where you can relax and escape from whatever stressors happen in your day. It's a place of tranquility.
Right, right. Well, that sounds good. Also, how about tables, like tabletops, maybe sitting at a table with other people, or sometimes just a table, you know, with something on it, be it food or what have you. I heard that's a good thing, but, you know, again, it's subject to interpretation also. So, I don't know. You know, a lot of times I don't remember the exact dream. I just remember bits and pieces of it, so it's very hard to connect the dots.
I'm getting a vision, which is different than a dream, by the way. Visions happen when you're awake and usually in your mind's eye. I read that somewhere. And I'm seeing more of like a shaker type of table with like a bowl of fruit or a bread-making bowl in the center of it, but wood. Does that make any sense to you?
In a way. Sometimes it's more like, you know, a restaurant setting, or I do have a kind of a shaker-type table in my breakfast room, so that could be. But that kind of decor, that kind of bowl is not, I don't know, it's not familiar to me. But I have seen, I think, like a crystal bowl on a table, and that's one thing, glass and crystal, I dream about that a lot, and also gemstones, but I like gemstones.
Well, that's awesome to dream about them. I have crystals and everything. I just love them. They're on my desk right now. I should do a live feed sometime. You can all see my face, and I can maybe see yours.
I'm looking at your picture.
So that's awesome. But I actually am getting that you may have some kind of past life in some kind of farming community, like a shaker.
Well, you know, actually, that's not so far off because I was born in Regensburg, Germany, but my heritage is from the Black Forest, Freiburg, and Baden-Baden, and that's kind of like a farming community, and also Orlofen, which is right over the border from Strasbourg, and my third cousin's family are farmers, but I think they were like strawberry farmers or something, and it's possible. I remember years ago saying to my mother something about some ruins in Germany, and she said, but that's ridiculous. By the time you were born, there were no ruins from the war. Everything had been, you know, demolished and cleaned up.
Well,
but I distinctly remember those.
We do have another caller, but I want you to think about that, because I just really connect you with some kind of farm life. And I saw that table, and what the bowl is an actual, I used to own one because I like to collect antiques.
Right.
And it was literally a bread making bowl. They're like sort of flat and curved on the sides.
Right, right. I worked in interior design, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I'm so delighted that you called. Do listen again, and
That's
we will revisit
show.
Dreams.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Have a good
My
night,
pleasure.
Deborah.
You
All
too.
Right. Good night.
We are getting close to the end of the show. We do have Maya. I think that's how to pronounce your name.
Yes.
Maya.
Yes. Yeah, Maya.
Great. What can what do you have to say, or what can we do for you? I say we.
I just have a question.
Me and my spirit.
Oh yeah, I know. I just have a question. Do you think that we should sell our house and move? And do you think that that will happen in the near future?
I like you in Virginia.
Yes.
Would you still be in Virginia?
No. No, we're thinking about moving to Carolina, and we have our house for sale, but it hasn't sold yet, and so we're just wondering if it's going to sell, and if it is, when, and we would like to move to Carolina, but
I kind of
sure.
like you in Virginia. I wonder if there are reasons that you want to move that are correctable.
a stinky landfill.
Could you move to a different house in Virginia?
Yeah, we thought about that.
Because I just really feel like it's a good energy for you.
Yeah.
And but maybe just a different house. I mean, I could see that happening and very comfortably for you.
Okay.
So why don't you, okay, you know, look around and see if you see something that just really feels good. And what might happen is if you walk into this house, pay attention to see if you see, like, a blue flash of light.
Huh.
And I know that sounds kind of funny, but you might get a sign, like a flash of blue light.
Okay.
And it'll feel good to you.
Like everybody will see it or just me? My husband too or just me?
You.
Okay.
Isn't that pressure?
Well, I keep getting told that I'm psychic, but I've never had any experiences, so I don't know.
Well, if you just, you know, look at some houses. I'm seeing a house that has white, kind of like white railing or woodwork inside. With a lot of windows, natural light, but not a modern house. Maybe a new house, but it's not a modern house. It's a little more country or I was going to say rock and roll. No, it's a little more country oriented.
Yeah,
I don't know if
that's
perfect. Your style. You know.
Yeah, with like the little pillars and the white,
yes,
the white wraparound porch. Yeah, that's what
yes.
I have in mind.
Yes, look at that in Virginia and see.
Okay.
Because there are some, you know, there's some really good reasons for you to stay.
Okay.
And
that
check back
great.
In with me and let me know.
Okay. Oh, how about something on the water? Do you see anything on the water? We have a boat, and so we thought it'd be neat to own a house on the water, but, you know, it's not very cheap to own a house on the water, but although it is more cheap now than ever before.
Yeah, but there are downsides to having a house on the water, such as when there's too much water.
Oh.
You know, like, I don't know if you would have any flooding where you are. And I think you could live close enough to a place that is on the water, like a lodge or something, where they have like
mm-hmm.
a park where you could keep your boat and live close
right.
enough that you could go there, but not necessarily have to pay the premium and not have to, you know, I mean, yeah, that would be beautiful, but it might be nicer for you to belong to some kind of club or something. Do they have
okay.
those where you are?
Yeah, they do. They have neighborhoods like that here and in Carolina. Actually, we've looked at a few of them that are kind of affordable, so more affordable than
yeah.
living on the water.
Absolutely. And
okay.
I think you would like it better to do that anyway because that would be the type of people you would be comfortable with. Do you
right,
understand?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's better for you to have less pressure financially and to have more fun than to have more pressure and have less fun.
Exactly. I agree totally.
So, okay. Well, I'm getting close to the end of the hour. I'm so
okay.
happy that you called in. And
thank you so
do
much.
Check back.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, this evening sure went fast. I'm so glad that you all are calling in, and we'll think of a great topic for next week. If you want to look me up or if you want to keep getting notices from me when we have new shows, my friends are starting to reach my limit. Unfortunately, I hate limits, but the Facebook seems to set them for people. So do check out my page. And it's under Deborah Herman Psychic Medium Soul Odyssey or something to that effect. But you'll find me. Just do Deborah Herman Psychic and it'll come up. And do join my page. I will be announcing future shows. My website is www.soul-odyssey.com. And I love for you to take a look, and you can reach me. I do private phone sessions. And certainly each week I enjoy answering your questions and coming up with some provocative topics from spirit, and see if we can all learn together how to live in this very wonderful but mysterious world of ours. Until next week, this is Deborah Herman, and you've been listening to Soul Odyssey Radio. Good night.